So today's daf and many of the ensuing dafin are going to discuss the halachos of Zika. Now, Zika is one of the most important points that underpin Masechtas Yevamos, and as a result, it requires its own introduction. We'll do the abbreviated introduction now, and then Be'ezus Hashem, one of these dafin, will go into it a little bit more. So what exactly is Zika? Zika is an ishus. It's a bond. It's a relationship. When Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven dies with no children, Shimon now has a mitzvah to do Yibum. If he chooses not to do Yibum, there's a plan B. He could do Chalitza. Before Shimon does anything, there's an automatic, natural, memela connection between Shimon and his Eshes Achiv, and Reuven's wife. That connection is what we know as Zika. So Zika is a connection between a man and a woman. A man and a woman that really are, if anything, in an erva relationship. Certainly there was no kedushin done. There was no nesuin done. But at the same time, because of the fact that there's a mitzvah to do yibum, that in and of itself creates a relationship between the man and the woman. It's an ishus type of relationship. It's what we know as Zika. Once we understand Zika, we can appreciate some of the most basic laws in Yevamos a little bit better. Number one, it says in the Torah that a Shemeres Yevam, that's a Yevama that's waiting for either Yibum or Chalitza to be done, has a Loisase in the Torah to get married. It says, Loisia Eshes HaMeis HaChutza LeEshzar. She's supposed to marry the Yavam, or at the very least, receive Chalitza. But before Yibum or Chalitza, there's a Lav, there's a Loisase in the Torah for this woman to marry an Eshzar, to marry someone that's not the Yavam. Why? Why is it not okay for her to get married? The teretz is Zika. Because right now, on some level, she is married. She's in an ishus relationship with a man. Who? The Yavam. What do you mean? The Yavam, it's her brother-in-law. True, but that's one of the chedushim in the parsha of Yevamos, that once a woman falls liyibum, there is some sort of relationship between the Yavam and the Yevama. That ishus is so strong that it now states that if this woman wants to go marry somebody else, it's not going to be okay. An ishus ish is not let her get married. So to a woman that has Zika would not be able to get married either. When we understand Zika, we can appreciate a little bit better what Chalitza is. Chalitza is a form of gerushin. Now, of course, Chalitza has soidos involved. The Zohar talks about it. But at the same time, there's also an idea that Chalitza is severing some sort of ishus. What's the raya to this? The raya is that a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. Midai raisa. It's a pasuk in the Torah, Parsha Zamar. Midrabanan, a kohen is also not allowed to marry a chalutza. Because on some level, a chalutza is like a grusha. Now, what's the connection between a chalutza and a grusha? When you understand Zika, you can appreciate it. Because when a woman is in a state of being a yavama, when she falls liyibum, there's now some sort of ishus between her and the yavam. So much so, loisia eshes hameis achutza lijzar. The chalitza goes and it severs that ishus, which is essentially what gerushin does. So just like the Torah said that a kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha, you could see why the rabbanon would decide to expand that halacha, and they would say that a kohen is also not allowed to marry a chalutza. But the concept of chalitza isn't just a mitzvah. It's not just a plan B. It's not just some esoteric heebie-jeebie thing. It is that too. But it's not just that. It's also severing a zika. And because there's a zika, it needs to be severed in order for it to be able to get married. That's why chalutza throughout Shas is treated midrabanan like a grusha is midairaisa. And again, it's all based on the fact that there's something called Zika. Another thing that we could appreciate better once we understand Zika is the idea that Yibum creates ishus. And it creates ishus just like Kedushin and Chuppah creates ishus. Meaning the final product after Yibum happened is that you have Ulekocha Lo Le'isha, she's married to this Yavam now in the fullest sense. Now, it's a chiddush. Why? Because ordinarily, marriage happens in two phases. First is Kedushin, also known as Erisin, and then afterwards there's Nesuin, also known as Chuppah. Kedushin, Erisin, that's the first Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, or Isha Niknes, Beshalish Drachim, Bekesef, Shtar Ubiya, and then there's Nesuin, which is Chuppah, and that's the Yichud Room, etc., etc. But marriage happens in two phases. When it comes to Yibum, there aren't two phases, all there is one phase. All it is a Maisa Bia Baalma, and that somehow consummates the Ishus to the point where this woman and this man will be married as if they had Chuppah the Kedushin. How's that possible? How do you understand that? The teretz is Zika. Because when the Yavam and the Yavama meet for the first time, they already have an ishus relationship between the two of them. The Gemara's lashon is isha hiknu loy min hashamayim. There's already an ishus that happened in shamayim, also known as zika. So being that there already is an ishus, so really they don't need to go now and do a kedushin again. They have something that is similar to that, known as zika. What do they need to do? They just need to consummate it. So the bee is able to consummate it. Meaning if the yibum was starting from scratch, then anachanami, maybe it wouldn't work, but it's not starting from scratch because before the Yibum, there already is an Ishus. Who created this Ishus? Yishek Lam and Hashemayim. But the bottom line is, when you understand Zika, we can understand, again, these are the most basic, fundamental, foundational principles in the world of Yevamis. The Lois HaSeh in the Torah of Lersiya, Ishus HaMeis HaChutza Lishzar, Chalitza, and the concept that a Bia, in and of itself, when it comes to Yibum, is able to create an Ishus that ordinarily would require Chuppah, and ordinarily would require Kedushin. So that's what Zika is. Stating that, we're about to learn a Gemara that's going to begin with a Machloikis Amayroim, which we'll see was really a Machloikis Tanoim, a Machloikis that was Oymeid Berumoy Shal Oyla Mamish, and that is Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, which at the surface sounds like the Tanoim and Amayroim were arguing whether in fact there's something called Zika. Yesh Zika, yeah, there's something called Zika. Ein Zika, no such thing as Zika. We just said that Zika underpins the entire Yevamis. There can't be a mandama that holds Ein Zika. So what then does it mean when the Gemara says Ein Zika? So we're going to see that the machloikis of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika is not whether there's Zika or not. Everybody agrees there's Zika. But the question is, how fast is this Ishus? How strong, how powerful is this Zika in terms of being able to now start dictating different halachas that usually would only apply in the event that there was a real bona fide Ishus? The mandama that holds Yesh Zika, that we're going to see in a moment, holds that Zika's olim. It's takif, it's stark, it's fest. It's like a real Ishus. The mandama that has Ein Zika holds, of course the Zika's there, but it's not so strong. It's not so fast. Moshul ma'adav adayma. We know there's machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Masech de Shabbos. Whether yeah mukta or no mukta. Rabbi Yehuda holds a mukta. Rabbi Shimon's less lay mukta. But we spoke out countless times that even Rabbi Shimon that's less lay mukta, of course he holds a mukta. In fact, one of the most difficult sugis in Shas is trying to understand when Rabbi Shimon holds a mukta, when he doesn't hold a mukta. I thought Rabbi Shimon is less lay mukta. The teretz is Rabbi Shimon is just less lay mukta in the sense that qualitatively he is a big makel when it comes to mukta. He was less Islay the Chaymer of Mukta, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda was Islay the Chaymer of Mukta. Another marshal, and that is the Gemara says in Masech Tes Yuma Daf Chafal from the base. Another Gemara we talk about a lot that in the second base Hamikdash there were five things lacking that the Yidden had in the first base Hamikdash. One of them was the Shechina. The Gemara says there was no Shechina during the second base Hamikdash. Is it possible there was no Shechina in the second base Hamikdash? Every Mikdash Maat, every time you have 10 Yidden that come together, Shechinta Shaya. So how is it possible in the base Hamikdash where the Cheftza of a Mikdash is Va'asuli Mikdash V'shach? There was no Shechina. The Torah says, what does it mean there was no Shechina? Relative to the first Beis HaMikdash, there was no Shechina. The first Beis HaMikdash, oh, there was Shechina. Over here, not so much Shechina. It's in that same vein that there was a machlokes Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. The mandama holds Yesh Zika, very much Zika. The mandama holds Ein Zika, yeah, of course it's a Zika, but not on the same level. This is critical because we're going to see the words Ein Zika repeat itself again and again and again. And it's very easy to forget and to be misled that the mandama that holds Ein Zika holds there's no such thing as Zika. Sheke v'chazav. That's not true. Avada, everybody holds the Zika. That's Loisiyah Eshes HaMeis HaChutz HaLishzar. That's understanding Chalitza a little bit better, and specifically why a Chalitza is like a Grusha. That's why a Bia is able to consummate an Ishus where ordinarily you would need Chuppah the Kedushin. It's all because of the fact that the Zika. What is the Mandama that holds Ein Zika say to that? He just says that Zika is not Mamish like an Ishus. The Mandama that holds Yesh Zika holds, it is Mamish like an Ishus. So, practically speaking, what's the nafkamina in the shayla of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika? Again, everyone holds a Zika. The question is, how far do we take it? Do we take it so far, or do we not take it as far? So, we'll mention two nafkaminas. One that's going to be prominently featured in today's daf, and really throughout the entire Masechta. And the other one, which comes up a little bit, but just two nafkaminas as it relates to Poshit Pshat. It's a very, very important hakdama. Pashup shot in terms of what exactly was the machloikis as it relates to Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. The first nafkamina is, the halacha is, if someone is married, he is now not allowed to marry any of his wife's kroivim. Just like a person's own kroivim are arayas to him, so too a person's wife's kroivim are also arayas to him. So for example, there's an erva called achoisai, there's also an erva called achoisishtai. There's an erva called imoy. There's also an erva called chamoisai. It's the same thing. A person's own sister, a person's wife's sister, a person's own mother, a person's wife's mother. Bitoy, bas ishtoy, right? That's the halacha. What happens if you have a yavam and a yavam? So, no yibam happened, no maimer happened, no chalitza happened, nothing happened. Right now, there's a yavam and a yavam. Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven dies, leaves over no children. And now, Eishes Reuven falls liyibam to Shimon. Nothing happened yet. All there is right now is a zika. Would it be usher for Shimon to marry Reuven's wife's sister? Would it be usher for Shimon to marry Reuven's wife's mother? You'd say, why not? What's the big deal? I'll tell you why. Because right now there's a zika relationship between Shimon and Reuven's wife. If there's a zika, it's like an ishos. And just like a person's not allowed to marry his wife's sister, maybe he can't marry achos kukasa. He can't marry the sister of this woman who has a zika to him. Just like a person's not allowed to marry his wife's mother, so maybe to marry the mother of skukasa would also be a problem. It's going to be clear in the sugyas that this is the primary nafkamina between the man that holds yesh zika and the man that holds ein zika. The man that holds yesh zika holds that zika is so stark that it creates isurei erva. And it's for that reason a person would not be able to marry achay skukasai, or the mother of skukasai, or bas skukasai, etc., etc. The man that holds ein zika holds it's layalim. Of course there's something called zika, but at the same time it's not so stark, it's not so fast, and as a result all these halachais, the man ein zika, would not apply. Now to be clear, again, the entire daf is going to deal with this. The iser achos kukasai lemanda amar yesh zika is only an iser derabbanan. Meaning, even though zika is really a principle midairaisa, lo yisi eishes amesa chutzal zar is a dairaisa, chalitza is a din dairaisa. The fact that yibum consummates the marriage without anything else is a dairaisa. So the yisoid of zika is a din dairaisa. It's not a rabbinic institution. It's very much something that's rooted in the psukim in the Torah and Masechtas Yevamos. But at the same time, as it relates to the man that holds the age zika, who says that there's going to be Surah harayas related to the idea of zika, that's pashut. All those Surah harayas are only going to be Surah derabanan. They're not going to be Surah derayas. The other nafkamina between the man that holds the age zika and zika is there's a halacha that if a married woman makes a neder, her husband's allowed to be made for the nether. So if a married woman makes the nether, the husband decides he doesn't like this nether, it's just not something that he's interested in dealing with. So he has a schus, he has a right to go and to be made for the nether. So here's the question. What happens if a yavam, a shemeris yavam, would make the nether? Would the yavam have a right to be made for the nether, or would not have a right to be made for the nether? It's a Mishnah, Masechtas Nedarim, and Perek, Naira Murasa, and the end of Masechtas Nedarim, where the Mishnah is toiled in this Shaila. Yesh Zika or Ein Zika? The man, the mother holds Yesh Zika, holds it's a real Ishus. If it's a real Ishus, just like a man's allowed to be made for Nidre Yeshtoi, so to the Yavim is going to be able to be made for Nidre Yevimtoi. The man, the mother holds Ein Zika, holds, you're not going to be able to do it. Again, these are just two Nafkaminas, certainly the most primary Nafkaminas, as it relates to the Sugi of Yesh Zika, Ein Zika.